It's Mark Stowers with Small Business Copilot, and today I want to talk a little bit about some of the issues that you may have on your website that you need to think about and try and fix. Otherwise, your prospects or your customers are going to just kind of blow through, spend their 4 or 5 seconds looking at it, and move on to the next thing. So there's a couple of thoughts I have for you. You know, one of the first things is you're confusing navigation. You know, make sure that your buttons are clear and up front. You know, there's 4 or 5 of them, not 12 or 15 of them. Make subgroups or sub, you know, parents and then have children for your buttons, but only have 4 or 5 buttons. If you have more than that, it's going to be hard for them to figure out what they want to do. And, you know, one of them's got to be a call to action, you know, pricing plan, buy here, do this, you know, do some type of action on the front page and every page. And if you don't do that, you're going to have trouble because people aren't going to act. The other thing you need to do, too, is make sure that you have phone numbers and addresses everywhere. At the bottom of every page, you'll have an address and a contact area. Make sure that you have that and have that available for them to kind of take a look at. You should also have an About Me page, you know, which talks about, you know, who started the business, why they started the business, and a mission statement, those types of things. People really like to look at that, and they get a feel for what you're trying to do and hopefully get interested in you, because you make the product, you make the website, and it's you they're interested in, not, you know, some just paper or, you know, pages of webs. The other thing, too, is make sure that there's not a lot of technical jargon there. You know, there's not a lot of alphabet soup sitting around. If there's a lot of alphabet soup, then you're going to have a hard time because people are going to say, well, what's this? What's this? You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm moving on. The other thing, too, is make sure that your pages are loading quickly. If you have flash drive, make sure that that's loaded quickly. You know, I give about 3 or 4 seconds to a page, and if it's still loading at the end of 3 or 4 seconds, I move on. So flash is tough. You got to be really careful with that. That and, you know, pages loading. So don't put all that stuff on there if you can. And the other thing too, what that also does is creates too much clutter. Make sure that there's just not a lot of clutter on your page. You know, if I look at a lot of clutter, a lot of white spaces, you know, just like an ebook or a blog, there's a lot of white spaces, and, you know, it's easy to read. Make sure that, you know, the point system on your print is a 12 or 14, not 6 or 8. Especially with the baby boomers getting older and older, they're going to be wearing glasses. It's going to be harder to see. Most of them probably have a 125% increase in the magnification of their pages. Some have 150. So think about that. Don't put too much on those pages. Make sure that also, you know, one of the other things that really torques me is seeing text, a dark text on a dark background. I can't read it or I can barely see it. If I can't read it, and especially if it's a call to action, then I move on and really kind of do things, go somewhere else and take a look at it. The other thing that also I take a look at is if I see a broken link and I go somewhere, hey, I want to go here, and I go there and it says it's broken. Once it goes broken, then I usually go back out and head out because I know that the website's probably not going to be updated and cleaned up consistently. So these are my ideas that you need to think about as you work on your website, and especially after about 5 or 6 or 8 months, going back and re-looking at it with a critical eye of these different issues and make sure that those things are all fixed, everything looks clean. And if you can do that, you're going to be in great shape. Anyway, this is Mark Stowers with Small Business Copilot. Hey, join us on the web at smallbusinesscopilot.com, on Facebook at Small Business Copilot, or on YouTube at Small Business Copilot. Talk to you later.